So yeah, 25 years of Abhay Giri. We're still not finished. And in some sense, monasteries kind of never are. But it's kind of off to a good start. And the first generation has been a kind of grand project, very successful. And it's kind of interesting timing with it coming sort of at the end of this kind of year of 100-year pandemic and a whole new kind of phase also with Lumbar Pasino sort of stepping back. We're not just here at Abhay Giri, but in many of our sanghas, we now have a preponderance of elder experienced monks. And we're kind of entering a whole new phase of trying to learn how to build intergenerational monasteries. It's kind of exciting to see happening and fun to be part of that experiment, and amazing to see someone like Ajahn Yamiko, who started out here, sort of now taking on the leadership role, out running the monastery and taking responsibility for training all the new candidates that come here for ordination. So, it's kind of a mark of, kind of a further development of the monastery really taking roots in America. And I remember a long time ago, maybe I think it was Lumbar Pasino was sharing some anecdote from His Holiness the Dalai Lama about when will you know that the Dhamma has really arrived in a new land or something. And one of the comments that he made was like when the Sangha is kind of established, and I forget exactly how he put it, but kind of more in a more indigenous way, you know, rather than monks like Lumpur or even me who trained somewhere else, ordained somewhere else, and then came here. And the majority of the community now has ordained here under Lumbar Pasino and Ajahn Amaro and now Ajahn Yanako, and it's pretty much homegrown. In fact, I think when I came, Ajahn Kunadama was the only American monk here. And now even Ajahn Pasino is an American monk. Although he still has his Canadian passport.